Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those that are joining us now by TV, by radio, and by live streaming. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net, get the entire program. If you're watching by Facebook, please consider sharing this on your timeline. Go ahead and do that now, and that way they won't miss the entire service today. Also, if you're watching by YouTube, please consider subscribing to this channel, and then you'll get a notification every time a new sermon is posted from our church. All right, we're going to be reading in St. Mark's Gospel, starting in chapter number 4. St. Mark, chapter number 4, and then I want to go in to St. Luke and read some scripture there also. We are in a very serious time right now. There's many people that have been distracted by the things of the world. I'm even talking about people that goes to church has been distracted by the worldly things and pulling them back out into the world and back out into sin. And there's many today that are living in sin, and they have no fear, no reference to God, absolutely no respect at all, and they don't realize there's a judgment day coming. And friend, it's right around the corner. We don't even realize how close that it is, and people are living as if they had another 100 years to make up their mind whether or not that they want to do what's right and whether or not they want to give their hearts to the Lord. Dangerous thing. And the deceiver, any of y'all ever met him before? He's not a politician. He's behind some of the politicians, but his name is Satan, and he does everything he can to deceive. All right, Mark chapter 4, verse 14 says, "The sower soweth the word." Now, what Jesus was doing, he was explaining the parable of the seed sower. And the disciples and some of the others were having a hard time understanding what the parable was about. So I want to go back and start in verse number 14. And it says, "The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they had heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Now let's go into another story here in St. Luke chapter number 12, starting in verse number 16. This is Jesus telling about Jesus here. "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Finally, the last story that I want to read is found in St. Luke chapter 14, also starting in verse number 16. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we praise you and we thank you this day, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to stand and proclaim the goodness of the gospel to this lost and dying world. Father, help us to encourage the Christians, Lord. I pray, Father, to help me, Lord, to preach, Lord, that I can strengthen, Lord, those this week. And Father God, I pray, Lord, to help me put a warning out to those that's unprepared, that God, that they may see that, Lord, that there's time is coming to an end, and Lord, that they need to make things ready before it's too late. Father, asking you, Lord, for the anointing, Father, to rest upon me today. For without the anointing, I know that all that's said and done would be void, and it would be in vain. Father, asking you, Lord, to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that all honor and praise would go to you and not to me in the flesh. Father, we thank you and we praise you, for you indeed are such a mighty God. Lord, let this go out to the multitudes and touch the hearts, Lord, of all that, Father, Lord, that needs you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and we thank you this day, for it's in Jesus' precious name we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We appreciate you standing for the reading of the Word of God. Look in these three stories in the Word of God, how that Jesus had offered help to those that needed help. In chapter 14, in verse 24, he said, for I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. The title of the message today is The Invitation Has Been Given. The invitation has been given. The Lord is called out to those that thirst and said, let them come and drink of the water of life freely. The Lord has gave an invitation to those that's lost, he said, and for whomsoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And see, there's many today that is looking to the cares of this world. They're looking for the deceitfulness of riches to give them happiness and fulfillment and to give them satisfaction for their soul. But we know that the riches and that money and power and things of that nature, all of those things are just temporal. Those things that we have today, and they'll be gone tomorrow. I've done many funerals down through the years, and I've never ever saw anybody back up a U-Haul and unload furniture or items and take it to the grave for them people to take with them. Because when we leave this world, we leave everything. Even the clothes that was on our back, they go to someone else. When my wife passed away, got rid of the shoes, got rid of her clothes. Let that go to somebody that can use them. She graduated. She's gone to a better place. She'll have a brand new body up there, and she won't need what she had to wear down here. All the things that she had, she left to me. We had a joint will. Everything that I had, had she went first, would have been, or I went first, it would have went to her. That's the way we had it fixed. And by the way, if you don't have your will fixed, get at it. What you're waiting on? Amen. You need to get that done. But anyway, all of those things that we have, they're going to go to somebody else. They're not going to be ours anymore. And see, if we had all of those riches and we had all kinds of money and property and cattle and cars and whatever, and we leave this world, they're not going to get us in heaven. What are we going to exchange for our soul, Jesus said, in another place? So here there was many that was invited to come to the wedding. All many, but all of them begin to make an excuse. I'm sure there's many today. If I ask them why that you didn't come to church this morning, they'd say, well, I just don't feel too good. Or they would have said, well, I got in late last night. Or they would have made another excuse of some type. Well, I had this going on, or the cows got out, or they have some kind of excuse on why that they didn't come. Amen. No doubt on judgment day, there'll be many that will think, I'm going to make an excuse unto the Lord. I'm going to tell him I saw a hypocrite one time down at the Christian church, down at the country church. I saw a hypocrite one time, and I thought, if that's the best somebody can do, then I'm surely going to make it, because they're just as fake as a $3 bill. But that's not going to be no excuse. Amen. There's no excuse he's going to be given that day. The invitation, amen, is went out for whomsoever will. Let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Jesus wants us, amen, to give our hearts, give our lives to him. So many people today are living after the flesh. No, they done stopped getting married. Now they call it shacking up now. Amen. They just move in and live a while and try it and see how good they like it. And sometimes they like it and have a youngin' or two, and sometimes they don't like it and they go somewhere else and have another one by somebody else and all of that kind of stuff. Amen. Everybody's going to want to go to heaven one day after a while, but everybody's not going to get there. Amen. We need to make sure that we have our callings and our elections. Amen. Are certain that whatever decisions we've made, that we've made a good one. And everyone of us, amen, makes decisions every day, whether or not I'm going to church, whether or not I'm going to live right, whether or not I'm going to follow the word of God, or I'm going to blow it off and say, I don't believe all that stuff. You don't have to believe it. No, you don't have to. You don't have to repent. You most certainly don't. You're free to go to hell if you want to. But why would you want to go to a lake of fire where the worm dieth not? Amen. For an eternity, that would be pretty stupid, I think. Amen. To walk right into a pit of darkness. But you can if you want to. We've got that free will. Amen. The Lord will let us if that's what we choose. I know this is not popular preaching. I know this is not good messages that some people like. Amen. Like choose to have a good day, and every day could be a Friday. I'm telling you today, if you lost, you're on your way to hell. I'm telling you today, if you're playing around in sin, you need to straighten it up. Well, Brother Jimmy, I'm going to one day. I hope it's before you die. Amen. Listen, because good intentions, it's not going to get you into heaven. Amen. The pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. One day, I'm going to start paying my tithes. One day, I'm going to start going to church. One day, I'm going to make him go marry me or pack his bags and get out of the house. One day, I'm going to straighten, boy, I feel like preaching today. One day, I'm going to straighten this up, and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Amen. Listen, folks, you don't have the guarantee, amen, that tomorrow is going to be on your side. Amen. I plan on living for years, hanging around and pester some of y'all. Amen. Amen. I want to hang around. Amen. And try to pastor and preach. Amen. The word of God. Amen. For many more years. But I may not be here at supper time tonight. We don't know. Amen. What tomorrow holds. Or even this afternoon. Amen. What it holds. Amen. Every day you hear news of somebody getting killed in a car wreck. You hear the news of somebody having an aneurysm. Even children running down the basketball floor and getting ready to make a shoot and fall over dead with an aneurysm, and everybody's shocked to death. You've heard that happening several times in the last few years. We don't know how long we're going to be here. Amen. Why would we want to play around and take a chance on where we're going to spend eternity? No, you don't have to believe in God. You can believe in yourself. But when all of life is over, you're not going to get yourself into heaven. How many heavens have you made lately? Amen? Mm-hmm. So we need to be thinking about where we're going to spend eternity. Amen? When we die. Now I'm preaching to the ones here, and I'm preaching to people in states all around America, and I'm preaching to people overseas in other countries today. Don't play around, amen, with what you're doing. Amen? Get serious about this thing. Make up your mind. If you want to go to heaven, or if you want to go to the other place, amen, because it's high time, amen, we cried out to God. The invitation, amen, to go to heaven has been made. The price has been paid at Calvary. A way of escaping hell has done been paid for by our Savior, who knew no sin, but he took sin and the price of sin upon himself, our sins, to set us free, amen, to get us into the kingdom of God. Amen. I preach my heart out sometimes to people. They stare off into space. Well, I've heard this kind of preaching before. Yeah, and you ain't moved a bit. Oh, Brother Jimmy, I can just almost preach as good as you can. I've heard them stories all my life, and you sitting like a cold frog on an iceberg. Amen. You hadn't moved in years. If your stomach hadn't moved anymore in your body, boy, you're clogged up. I'll let you sit and figure on that for a few minutes. Amen. Listen, we need to, amen, get serious, amen, about serving the Lord. Amen. It's not about staying, amen, in the same place. It's about forever. Excuse me. Moving up. Amen. Pressing forward. Excuse me. Got a little sinus drainage I got to work on there for a minute. What I can't cough up, I'll swallow down, and we'll keep going. Listen, the Lord, amen, wants us, amen, to keep pressing on. Amen, the Lord wants us, amen, to come to him. Amen, receive, amen, the joy of the Lord. Amen, let God, amen, change us. He's our Redeemer. Why should we carry on? Listen, just like we've always done. I don't know how many times I've seen people and invited them to come to church, and they said, well, I know that I need to. I saw somebody at the funeral home on Friday, and he said, well, I know I promised you 4 or 5 years ago I was coming to your church. I said, yeah, and every time the door squeaks, I look to see if it's you. He said, I ain't made it yet. I said, no, you hadn't. He said, you are pointing on me. I said, yes, I am. You need to come. We want you to come. We love you. God loves you. You need to be making a change in your life. Listen, folks. Amen. We see people go right straight to the cemetery, bury their family with tears in their eyes and knowing they're not ready to meet God themselves. and yet they will not move. You know why that they don't move? Because they're looking to the things of this world. Those things that the devil's got out there is so enticing. Boy, it looks like it's fun. It looks like it's a lot more fun to get on a roller coaster than it is to go to church. Looks like it's a lot more fun to get in a bass boat and try to win a trophy in a bass fishing contest, then more exciting than it is to go to church. Amen. Just let the devil pull those things on you. Amen. And draw you closer. Listen, will you realize it or not? The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death is the judgment. There is no purgatory. Well, Brother Jimmy, my priest said that there's one. Then your priest don't know what he's talking about. He needs to get him a real Bible. Get down here in the King James Version and find out there is no such a place to get prayed out of. Amen. However a tree falls, that's how he's going to lay. You either prepared to meet God or you're not prepared to meet God. Amen. But he's coming for somebody. Amen. Every day he's coming after somebody. Amen. He's sending a death angel after somebody to take them home. And after that death, amen, is the judgment of God. Amen. Look here what the scripture said there. Amen. In Luke chapter number 14, all of those that were invited to the wedding and did not go, he said, they shall not eat of my supper. They shall not receive mercy and forgiveness because they rejected the only begotten Son of God. They rejected the invitation to come. The Lord wants us to understand the invitation's been given. It's up to us. And when you push God back and say no, you're saying, I don't believe, I don't appreciate, I don't care about what you've done on the cross. The blood that was shed don't mean nothing to me. The pain that you suffered to pay for my sins, I don't care. I'm going to chase after a four-wheeler. And I'm going to chase after a cell phone. And I'm going to play games. And I'm going to push the Lord off. I'm not going to pray. I'm just going to think about it for a while longer. Listen, friends, amen, God don't want you to think. If he wanted you to think, amen, listen, he'd have put it in the scripture. He wants us to pray. Amen, don't be contemplating and thinking about how you're going to do this and when you're going to do it. Today is a day of salvation. I wouldn't put it off to this afternoon. I come right now if I wasn't ready to meet God, and I'd make my way to this altar, and I would cry out to him and say, Lord, give me mercy. I know there's grace. I know there's forgiveness. I know there's mercy right here at the mercy seat. I know I can receive forgiveness and mercy. Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Lord, I don't want to miss you. I don't want to push you back. I don't want to walk right over the top of your mercy and all that you did on the cross to set me free from my sins. I'm not going to walk over the top of that. In order to make it to hell, I'm going to push back, and I'm going to come, and I'm going to receive. See, today there's people that, you know, they'll tell you, I'll be at church Sunday morning, and they get up, and they got a little something running out of their nose, and have to get a handkerchief, and they say, well, I ain't going. My health's got to be perfect. And there'll be some that'll say, well, you know, I worked hard all week, and you know, I'm just so tired. Some of you right now are thinking about going to church today, and you done talked yourself out of it. Amen. Quit thinking and just get up and get in a shower and go on. Amen. Get your clothes on. Go on to the house of God. Oh, listen, there's some that says, well, let me think about it a few minutes, and I'm going to play me a couple of games on the computer here, and I'm going to play, what is it, Candy Crunch or Candy? I don't know about that stuff. I don't know what they play. Cookies or something, whatever it is. I don't play that stuff, but whatever it is, I'm going to play a game on that. It'll help me to relax. Yeah, and you get started on that, and the devil's sitting laughing, saying, I've got you hooked, and it'll be too late to go to church when I let you have your attention back again. Amen, it's too late. Or they'll say, well, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning, and I'm going to go to church. And they're up at 3 a.m., amen, playing games and doing one thing and talking on the cell phone. Listen, I've got a cell phone. I'm not running down cell phones, but I really do believe a cell phone's going to carry a lot of people to hell. I mean, I really do. I really think it will. Amen. Because they're so addicted to it, they can't get away from it. And the same thing with the television set. We've got to the place right now. When I was a boy growing up, we had three channels to watch. And there wasn't nothing but Lawrence Welk and a golf game and maybe something else. And that was it, buddy, on Sunday. Amen. After about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, the Three Stooges went off and that was it. Boy, it was watching paint dry the rest of the day. Now then, you've got 200 and 300 channels. You can watch anything and everything can be thought of. Amen. Everybody's got a computer in their house, most everybody, and you can get anything that hell offers, amen, on that computer. And some of your children is getting what hell offers on the computer and on their cell phone, and they got some apps hidden behind some things that looks like it's good, amen, and they've snuck around and learned how to hide that. So when you look at it, say, well, ain't nothing bad on my child's phone. Go in behind some of them apps and see what's in there. Amen. You may have some porn in there. You may have some stuff that you don't need. And they may be talking to people they don't need to be talking to. Or, Brother Jimmy, this person in another state, listen, I don't trust the ones across the road, let alone another state. Whew. Amen. That's just all there is to it. Some says, well, I worry about letting my kids go spend the night with somebody. You know what? If I had a batch of kids, and I'm not going to have none, too old for that, I wouldn't let them spend the night with nobody anymore. I might let them go spend the night with grandparents, and that'd be it. Well, they can at least go to their brothers and sisters. No! You don't know what somebody else is doing in their house. Well, that's my sister. That's my brother. Yeah, but they got a friend, amen, that's spending the night with their son and your son. Listen, a few years ago, I sat right back there in a Sunday school room and held hands with a mama and daddy and a 10-year-old boy as they poured out their heart crying and said, we may get our child took away from us. I said, my goodness, what's happened? He spent the night with a church-going family. And they invited some friends to come over, and he got introduced to homosexuality. And he passed it on to some, what he learned to somebody else. The little 10-year-old was crying, tears coming down both sides of his face. And the mom and dad was weeping. I know what it's like. Amen. I know what it's like to have one of them in your family that's been blinded. Amen. Listen, by sin. Let me tell you something. You hear me and hear me well. Amen. When you let your kids go spend a night with somebody else, you ain't got a clue what they're spending the night with.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.